The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Statistics are not that important to me because we always hear, you know, more people are shot by their own gun and all kinds of bizarre statistics from the anti-gun people to tell you why you shouldn't have a gun. But I ask you, and I would ask them, if they were being honest, would you rather have a gun in a situation where you are being threatened, your family is threatened, or not? If you're held up in a school or a Waffle House, somebody's coming down the hall and they're shooting at you, do you want to have a gun or do you not want to have one? I'm serious. I want a gun.
Of course you do.
That's right. Is it likely that I'll be able to shoot them? I don't know. I want at least to buy the lottery ticket. Guess what? If I don't buy a lottery ticket, I'm not going to hit the lottery. Right. That is 100% guaranteed.
Absolutely. I mean, that's their, you can't win if you don't play.
Right, exactly. If I have a ticket, I am probably not going to win. Astronomical odds that I will not win.
I still believe I'm going to win.
But at least it's one possibility.
I still believe I'm going
to
win.
So all the statistics that say you're likely not to hit the person, they're going to shoot you and blah, blah, blah. At least I have a possibility. If I'm sitting in the Waffle House and the guy's shooting people and I don't have a gun, 100% chance I am going to get hit and killed. This is what's going to happen. But let's take a look at the statistics anyways. Remember that hog kid brought up the Dickey Amendment? Jeff Fisher pausing now.
No,
all the jokes go through his head. Yes. The Dickey Amendment he brought up. Jeff Fisher, do you remember the Dickey Amendment?
Oh,
what is the Dickey Amendment?
If you start at the beginning of the Dickey Amendment, it was first brought to light, and then it was, and then everybody kind of forgot about it.
That's not inaccurate.
And then it came back around again.
Yes, that is true.
And then it kind of disappeared again. And now it's been brought back to light again. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's not inaccurate.
I don't know what more you want.
I do have some more details, but that isn't all that inaccurate. It was, and this is what they all throw out there, the media, the hog, whatever. It bans the CDC from studying gun violence, which is not actually true.
Okay.
In 1996, Jay Dickey of Arkansas, and remember, Arkansas is abbreviated AR. Jay Dickey of Arkansas slipped an amendment to the omnibus spending bill that banned the CDC from using federal dollars to advocate or promote gun control. That's very different.
That sure is different.
So you want to put statistics. I'm fine with them putting out statistics, doing research.
Facts.
Facts. Stop drawing conclusions that are biased. Because let me give you an idea. In 1996, the director of the CDC's gun research programs, a guy named Dr. Mark Rosenberg, in 1994, he told the Washington Post, we need to revolutionize the way we look at guns, like what we did with cigarettes. Now, smoking is dirty, deadly, and banned. So that's what we need to do, Jeff. We need to treat guns like we did cigarettes. And what did they do? Taxed them, greater and greater rules, laws, restrictions. Does that sound like somebody that you could trust to do unbiased gun control or guns research?
Of course not.
Of course not. So that's who they had heading it up.
So I mean, how is our man John Lott not heading something up like that?
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, we have people out there promoting, authoring books with facts and figures going with no bias. Just here you go.
Doesn't matter.
This is the truth.
And I'm fine with that.
Yes.
So this guy clearly was biased. And the CDC was as well. So Jay Dickey says, I'm going to put this in there. You can't promote or advocate gun control with federal money. And then they took away about $2.5 million that was appropriated for gun research at the time. Okay. Now, the CDC still got other monies. They could have shifted some around. They could have taken some of the money they already got and moved over to gun research. It was just $2.5 million at that time. Whatever. So that's the basic history of the Dickey Amendment. Here's my question. With so many anti-gun people, You've got the Brady campaign, most of the media, Mayor Bloomberg, all of the leftist organizations out there with so many. Why haven't they conducted their own research? Along this line about guns used for defense versus guns used for to commit crimes. Because we always say, hey, guns are used defensively. People protect themselves. I want a gun to protect myself and my family. Why haven't they done the research? If they knew they were going to get these gems out there, Jeffy, that they could use in their campaign, why haven't they done it?
Oh, wait, I know.
Have they?
Oh, maybe they quite possibly have.
It's one of two things. They know what the research will show, so why waste the money? We'll head in a different direction. Or they have, and they know what the research shows.
Well, I think the reason, right, I'll give you probably a little bit of both, right? Because, I mean, we know from, and I mentioned John Lott, but I mean, John Lott has helped help Glenn write a book or two and written his own books, and his books are, and he himself knows it pretty much forward and backwards. The truth of what they're trying, what's being said, and what's being said is not the truth. So a little bit of both, you're probably right.
Yeah. Why haven't they headed up? Why don't we have more statistics that show you that people do not defend themselves with guns? Why wouldn't they put that out there? We carry stories all the time. We're like, how come it's not covered in the media? Well, we know why. But if that's rare, why hasn't Bloomberg or whatever said that only happens once out of a billion times that babies are gunned down, right? Well, we have new information out this weekend. Just happened to be good timing, I guess, with this shooting and murder in Tennessee. In the early 1990s, a criminologist at Florida State University by the name of Gary Kleck released research at the time that shows that guns are used defensively far more than offensively. So, yes, some people commit crimes and hurt people, but most of the time, people use them in situations defending their family or themselves. Now, he documented the annual number of defensive gun use incidents, or DGUs, at about 2.5 million every year. Now, keep in mind, these statistics, even by his admission, are probably low. Because, number one, people report gun crimes at a greater rate than people would when they defend themselves. So if you have to pull your gun to keep somebody from, you know, sticking or robbing you or something happening in a parking lot at late at night, you may not even report it, right? What am I going to get around the cops? It wasn't that big of a deal, but you know what I mean?
It's probably more of a hassle to report it.
Because you have a gun and everything else, right?
Everyone walked away safe.
Right.
Everyone walked away safe. And and look, I used my weapon, but...
But if
that's
you are
why
the
everyone
victim,
is safe.
Exactly, and that's the key. So these are probably low, but still averaging 2.5 million defensive gun use incidents a year. Then in February of 2015, 15 or so years later, he released the results of more research and confirmed those numbers. 2.5 million is 3.6 times as often as guns are used offensively by criminals to commit crimes. So 4 times as often people use a gun to defend themselves than people use to commit crimes. Now, in 1996, in 1997, 1998, the Center for Disease Control, CDC, conducted large-scale national surveys asking about defensive gun use. They never released the findings or even acknowledged that they had done the research. Remember, who was heading it up? That anti-gun guy and others of his ilk.
Right.
The research was lost until just recently. Gary Kleck and some others found the CDC's research. And guess what? It confirms exactly what he says. About 2.5 million people use a gun to defend themselves or their family every year. And that is almost 4 times as often as people use it offensively to commit a crime. Now, lots of people have criticized the findings over the years before the CDC research was unearthed, but none have been able to offer any empirical evidence to counter his research. None of it. Jeffy, where is Bloomberg saying that's not right? We conducted ours. Why?
Oh, because they know
it's true.
That's right.
But it gets deeper. After Sandy Hook, President Obama issued a list of executive orders, including $10 million directed to the CDC to research gun violence. Now, remember, the rule was, the Dickey Amendment, they can't promote or advocate anti-gun situations or propaganda. They can't promote that. But he found $10 million for them and said, go research gun violence. At the time, he said, year after year, those who oppose even modest gun safety measures have threatened to defund scientific or medical research into the cause of gun violence. I will direct the Center for Disease Control to go ahead and study the best ways to reduce it. And we have the results.
Oh.
That really were not publicized very much. I don't... President Obama didn't talk about it. Mayor Bloomberg, the Brady Kid group, they didn't mention any of it. None of them. None of them mentioned this stuff. I'll tweet out a link to it, but here's what we found. Number one, armed citizens are less likely to be injured by an attacker. Defensive use of guns are common, in line with the research we just told you. Mass shootings and accidental firearm deaths account for a small fraction of gun-related deaths, and both are declining, which we have told you on this program. Interventions, meaning with a gun, with gun control interventions, things like background checks, assault rifle bans, as they say, gun-free zones, all of these, at best produced mixed results. That's the best they can say. Mixed results.
Mixed results.
So it's they're not solutions.
Mixed result. That's a nice answer for doesn't say what we want it to say.
Right.
Those are mixed results.
Gun buyback programs or turn-in programs are ineffective in reducing crime of any sort. Not just gun crime, but I mean like robberies and stuff.
The people that would commit robberies with a weapon, a gun.
Doesn't actually help.
Won't turn them in at the buyback programs?
Yeah, imagine that, right? Research also shows that stolen guns and retail gun show purchases account for very little crime. Very little. And finally, the vast majority of gun-related deaths are not homicides. They are suicides. Between 2000 and 2010, firearm-related suicides significantly outnumbered homicides for all age groups, annually accounting for 61% of people who died from firearm-related violence in the U.S.
There you go again. Mental health problems. That's all I hear from you people.
That's it, right?
So sick of it.
That's it. Obama, Hillary, Brady campaign, Bloomberg's group, the media all ignored that info when the CDC put it out.
Amazing.
There were some media outlets that kind of cherry-picked some tidbits to support their argument, some of the extreme ones, the Voxes, the HuffPos, whatever. One of them ran this quote, the U.S. rate of firearm-related homicide, this is what they got out of all of that.
Okay.
And I'll tweet out a link so you can see the research for yourself, the entire study. This is what they got. The U.S. rate of firearm-related homicide is higher than that of any other industrialized nation, 19.5 times higher than the rates in other high-income countries.
Think of that. We had this entire study, which, I mean,
they didn't get the rest.
How much, and that's it. That's all that comes out of that.
Here's a little interesting tidbit, though. If you take Illinois, California, New Jersey out of that mix, places with really strict gun laws, in other words, less guns is their theory, right? Fewer people will have them. You take them out of the mix, the homicide rate in the U.S. would be in line with every other country.
No, that can't be true. Those places don't have guns.
No, they do.
They don't allow guns.
No, it's illegal for them too, but they do have them. That's the point there, Jeffy.
It seems
like BS. Yeah. So I'll tweet it out. You can see it for yourself. The truth is out there.
Amazing.
They just do not want to hear it, and it shows because they are either just afraid of guns or it's the anti-gun big government control agenda. That's it. That's it. That's a whole ball of wax right there.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.